Today, we're talking with Matt Blashaw, HGTV star, real estate and building expert, here to talk a little bit about safety, preparedness. The month of September designated as National Preparedness Month. Always good to be prepared, especially when severe weather comes our way. And he's here on behalf of the Propane Education and Research Council to talk a little bit about how propane can benefit us, as well as just getting prepared. Matt, talk a little bit about why we need to get prepared, I guess. What's the best reason for doing something like that?
Well, I guess I'm a shining example of unpreparedness. So I got to tell you a story. I'm from California. We've had rolling blackouts, nothing too crazy. And then I moved to Kansas. And about a year ago, my family and I, we were through an EF0, which is really not a strong tornado, but it's just really, really strong winds. And we were without power for 3 days. And I got to tell you, I've been building homes. I can fix anything. I could not fix the power. There was nothing I can do. And it just made me realize the importance of having an emergency plan in place and a secondary source of power like a generator.
A lot of times you feel helpless, right? You think you could solve everything, but sometimes you're at the risk of other people, and you realize that there's a lot of folks maybe in the same boat. We around here had some issues with a lot of wind, some tornadoes, and it just takes a tree to fall on a power line, and you could be out days. So it's a good idea to get to do that. What about getting your family prepared? What's a good idea to help us with that?
Yeah, and for me, I needed to take action. We got a propane powered backup generator. I love them; they're versatile, they're reliable. But we really, one of the benefits for me was that propane is stored right at the house. You don't have to go out and get it. Generators. As soon as the power went out, I tried to go find a generator, couldn't find one, and when I did, they were about twice as expensive. Everybody's running to go get gas. And so when you have that propane, it's right there when you need it. I like it. It's a clean burning fuel. It has a long shelf life. Sources like diesel or gas, there's only a certain lifespan of that fuel. So the diversification, the power, and then when the power goes out, you could always use a propane fireplace to heat the home as well.
So a lot of options that you can do. How easy is something like that to get installed? A lot of times you can maybe do when you're doing a new build, you already have an existing build. What's the infrastructure that's needed for something like this?
Yeah, I mean, they can work with, any home. So you want to get a licensed electrician. They're going to be the one that's going to be able to decipher which size is best. They're going to be able to hook it up. And then you can work with your propane service provider that's going to be able to give you the tank that you need to have that propane stored so you'll have enough for powering. And what I love about it is that there's a transfer switch on these things. So as soon as the power goes out, you don't have to run out into the cold and start up a generator. It automatically starts. And then it works those vital, those really, really, really vital energy needs, like a refrigerator, like a freezer. We think about our security system, internet. I mean, sometimes medical devices. So those are the things that, until you lose power, that you realize, boy, there really needs to be a plan in place.
Yeah, and the best time to do it is when it's not needed, right? But that's sometimes the hard to flick that switch, no pun intended, to think about it when you don't really need it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's why I'm talking to people, now, is that, take action. This is the time to think about it. Not only, take an action with your energy source, but what are you going to do? Are you limbing the trees around your house, making sure that, okay, when the power does go out, what do we do? Where are we going to go? So, there's just so many things that we need to think about prior because, boy, I tell you, I was not in the right state of mind when we did not have, I was not making good decisions, at that point. So make those good decisions now so you don't have to worry about it later.
Yeah, don't be left in the dark, right? That's basically what I'm thinking when you have situations like that. And you want to make sure that everybody is safe and, like you say, you have that sort of plan. And at least you're not just waiting it on somebody else. You can be proactive. If people want to get some other more information about what we've talked today, how propane can benefit them, where's a good place to get some details, I would say?
Yeah, check out propane.com/formyhome.